Well, football players come in all shapes and sizes. They come from many different backgrounds, but boy, do we have a story for you today. We welcome you inside the studio. I'm Dave Spadaro, along with the newest Eagle, Alejandro Villanueva, a former U.S. Army decorated soldier, somebody who played collegiately at Army, hasn't played football since 2009, and yet here he is, a member of the NFL, a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. Congratulations, Alejandro, and I mean, just tell me how you feel being a professional football player.
Thank you, sir. I still feel like I got to survive the summer here with the Eagles. It's been a great experience, working hard for the regional, super regional, and then ultimately meeting with the scout from the Eagles and being able to sign with the team.
So I've read about you. I know that your heart and you wanted your body to be there as well. Your mind, you wanted to serve this country. Let's go back to the days playing football. At what point did you make that decision that you wanted to put, as you said, boots on the ground?
I don't think it was my decision. I think once you graduate from the United States Military Academy, you have to serve a minimum of 2 years. So when I looked to my left and right, my graduating class 2010, after hearing Obama's speech in my graduation, it wasn't a decision. It was more follow your classmates, follow your leaders, and they'll take care of you. So the war in Afghanistan was going on, and then I knew that I had to do my part. I branch infantry, and I carry a lot of responsibility. Your mission is to close win within, destroy the enemy, and so I try to get my uniform out there to Afghanistan and learn. And learned the combat experience that I was seeking so hard.
Three tours in Afghanistan, total of 8 months. So no. How long exactly were you in Afghanistan?
I can discuss how long I was for my last two deployments, but for the first one, it was a year. Okay. So it was a year plus two deployments.
What can you tell us about your time there?
So can't really discuss the deployments that I had essentially with 1st Ranger Battalion, with the Rangers, obviously due to the operational security. Great unit, though. I think it's a premier rate force in the U.S. Army. It's unbelievable the level of proficiency, the level of commitment, and just how professional everybody is. Very similar to a NFL football team in terms of how much they care about each smallest detail. My first deployment, though, with 10th Mountain Division, it was a deployment with a regular Army unit. Was very, very special due to the fact that I was able to be a platoon leader in a combat zone with a great platoon. So I learned a lot about myself. Obviously, I learned a lot about combat, and then I learned a lot about my men with that year that I spent out there with them.
And yet you still inside were thinking that when this was over, you would like to give the NFL a try?
The NFL, I've always thought can I make it to all the way to the NFL? Since you don't have that opportunity coming out of West Point, since you don't have agents contacting you, since you don't have tryouts, pro day at West Point, you always have a question mark in your heart. And essentially, you want to find out how far can you go. I know how hard I can push my body. I know how fast I can learn. I just want to be able to put it on the field. And obviously, work for the coaches as hard as I can to contribute for a team.
How long were you able to actually train before the Super Combine?
Not much. I mean, I was able to do some drills and some skills at in the gym that they have there at 1st Ranger Battalion. But obviously, the Rangers are known for putting a ruck and marching for a very long distance and then running for very long distances. So the training is very different. I'm looking forward to being able to perform like a football player, like an NFL football player, and looking like one as well.
How did it feel to get back out on the field and show your skills?
Well, obviously, I'm playing a different position. Yeah. I'm not very used to the defense and being on the other side, but a lot of excitement. The teammates were helping me out quite a bit today. Unbelievable guys. I was very surprised of how friendly they were and just how the level of excitement and how they were trying to help me with the technique out there. So that was very comforting, and I just hope that I can start making those improvements every day and picking up the game and learning the position fast.
You played D-line initially at Army, right? So, I mean, there is some basis there, right?
There was some, but it was I have very limited high school experience. So when I went to West Point, it was almost like learning the position all over again. So so it was very difficult adapting to West Point, you know, just because I didn't play high school in the United States, so I didn't know how fast, how strong, and how athletic players could be. So it was very tough adapting to the defensive position. And then one day I was helping one of my teammates, you know, give him some looks as a tackle. Coach saw me, and then he moved me to offensive line, where I had obviously a great time.
Yeah, and then you played wide receiver in college. I mean, a remarkable show of athletic ability at 6'9", 277, 280 pounds to run out. And I know a lot of it was up in the air and going up above guys. And
yeah, I think I felt a lot faster. I felt like I was jumping a lot higher, but when I watched that tape, I was going at half speed. I was barely jumping an inch off the ground, but I was still able to make those catches over those corners. I had a great coach, Coach Guider, when I was in college playing wide receiver, and he was very – him and I had the same approach in terms of analyzing what I had to do and being very rational about all the moves and how to play the position. So I was able to find the weaknesses in the corners that I was facing, since they weren't facing a 6'10 guy every single game, and getting with the quarterback and trying to make some plays to put some points on the board.
Alejandro, what is it about your workout did the Eagles tell you impressed them?
I don't think they said anything impressed them. I think it's more the size and being able to play in a 3-4 and getting some standoff with the guard and the tackle. And so, obviously, right now, the physical and my height needs to be used. I need to be used, learn how to use my height on the field.
Okay.
So being able to use my arms, being able to extend and create some separation. So if I'm able to do that, then I think there's some benefits to having a 6'10 guy on the field.
You love challenges, don't you?
I do.
And there's nothing more challenging than recreating yourself as an NFL player.
Well, there's probably more challenging things
World of sports, right?
But in the world of sports, yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great opportunity. I'm actually very surprised of just how friendly everybody is in the Eagles locker room. The coaches are extremely welcoming, and they're looking for that effectiveness and progress in order to win. So I'm extremely eager to get on board with everything, and then obviously try to work hard to contribute on the field.
Well, congratulations. I mean, it's a remarkable story. We're all rooting for you, and clearly it is. The Eagles don't just give out roster spots. They clearly see something that they hope that they can develop, and I know you're going to work very hard to achieve that goal.
I hope so as well.
Yeah. Alejandro, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations. Thanks for your service, too. I mean, it's just an amazing story, and everybody in the building, every Eagles fan who's heard about this, everybody who's heard about this is rooting for you to have great success, and we thank you so much for being a hero in America.
Well, thank you.
Alejandro Villanueva, the newest Philadelphia Eagle in studio right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.